The Lost Continent, original title, Beyond 30, a pulp-lit pocket classic edition. Written by Edgar Rice Burroughs, edited by Finn J.D. John, read for you by Finn J.D. John. And now, The Lost Continent. Foreword. 1915 was a very bad year for most Americans. Late the previous year, the world's dominant international powers had plunged the continent of Europe into war. They'd gone into the conflict with great excitement, as if embarking on the adventure of a lifetime. 1914 had been a grisly year, but an active one, with the Germans advancing, conquering Belgium, being stopped at the Marne, and racing with the British and French to the sea to establish the opposing lines of trenches. So it wasn't until early in 1915 that the real, grinding, soul-crushing horror of trench warfare started to settle in on the survivors. Across the Atlantic, most Americans watched the whole thing at first with a sort of excited fascination, like bystanders watching two speeding passenger trains colliding. But by early 1915, the reality of the quagmire across the pond was seeping in. Americans hadn't been very keen to get involved in the first place. Now they increasingly regarded it all with horror and revulsion, especially after news started coming in about conditions in places like Ypres and Neuve Chapelle. Then the Germans started sinking merchant ships with their submarines, and the first faint premonitions began to form that the U.S. would, despite its people's fervent desire to keep out, get dragged into the war anyway. And then came that fateful spring day of May 7th, 1915, when the German submarine U-20 fired a torpedo into the side of the great ocean liner Lusitania. The conduct of both German and English authorities after that, the Germans' crows of triumph at their barbaric kills, the English Navy's desultory rescue efforts accompanied by grim suspicions that perhaps it had been a deliberate attempt to get the American public angry at Germany, met with dismay on the west side of the Atlantic. It seemed that half a year of this war had been sufficient to reduce the most noble, honorable, and chivalrous nations in the world to a pack of dirty, fighting, blood-mad savages ready to pay any price and bear any burden, be it counted in blood or treasure or honor, to hurt their enemies. It was at that dark historic moment that Edgar Rice Burroughs, the up-and-coming American novelist whose Tarzan of the Apes franchise had taken the world by storm on the eve of the Great War, sat down at his writing desk to spin out a bittersweet speculative fiction novella. Its concept: what if the United States simply cut off all contact with the old world, let it go its own way, let it stew in its own juice? The East for the East, the West for the West. Of course, that couldn't be done with Canada still part of the empire. But say the war dragged on for a few more years. Might not Canada decide that it had had enough and declare independence from England and cleave to the United States for mutual protection? What if the entire American continent did the same, forming a single great hemisphere-wide nation of Pan-America as a bulwark against the machinations of those daffy, dangerous warlords across the sea? That dream became the basis for The Lost Continent. By the time The Lost Continent came out, Burroughs was already building a reputation for mixing witty elements of satire and bold contortions of conventions and taboos into his work. His second John Carter of Mars book, The Gods of Mars, was a merciless parable showcasing the ugliest aspects of organized religion and racial chauvinism. In other books, too, as he grew more confident in his work, he let his lively and keen wit out to play more and more. But it was in The Lost Continent that he really showed what he was capable of. He imagined a world in which Europe had literally bombed itself back to the Stone Age, abdicating from and disqualifying itself for its one-time title of world's leading civilization. He imagined a civilization arising in Africa, a civilization of black men pressing possessively into Europe as the Europeans had once pressed into Africa, and with the same goal in mind: slaves. His hero, Jefferson Turk, may be the most autobiographical of Burroughs' heroes, being a military man who once loved the glory and pageantry of military action and had been brought to a cold realization of what lies at the bottom of it. The Lost Continent is an anti-war paean from the lips of a committed military man, the son of a Union Army major who, after being kicked out of the U.S. Cavalry in 1895,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?